the cows, the knock-on effect it has on the whole farm. For me, the best thing about farming is a sense that what you sow today, you'll reap later on. It's a long-term reward process. The funny thing is, I didn't always want to work on the farm, and Dad never actually made me work on the farm, ever. It was always a choice. Sure, he'd take me and my sisters along with him to do little bits and bobs when we were young, and we loved having animals and tractors about. I remember that we'd feed the lambs before going to primary school each morning, which was always fun. One of my fondest memories is when Dad gave me a little pedal tractor when I was about 5 or 6. He even added a mini trailer to it. And when he'd chop the grass in summer, I used to load up my little trailer, just like him. I made a tiny little silage clamp out of red bricks to store the grass I'd collected. And the Ginger Warrior made me a protective cover over it like he would do with a much bigger version. When the cows needed moving across the road, Amy, Penny and I would help Dad shepherd them along, blocking off the traffic, and we put a long line of string with rubber discs attached across any road or gateway that wasn't blocked by us. Possibly a bit dodgy on the health and safety front, but it was the 1990s. I was in awe of how much my father did and how strong he was. I remember seeing him smack massive posts into the ground with a sledgehammer. He looked like some kind of strongman at a fun fair ringing the bell at the top of a tower, and I knew how strong he was because I couldn't even get the hammer off the floor. But it was only when I was 15 years old that I decided farming was something I wanted to do. I remember like it was yesterday, asking my dad for a boiler suit. All I wanted was a boiler suit and start farming. And that summer, I really got my teeth stuck into it. I massively enjoyed it. I realised that I like working hard and trying to better myself. I get that work ethic from my dad, and he's really inspired me. If I hadn't chosen farming, I think I would have found something else I enjoyed, and probably have applied the same work ethic I get from my dad. I used to be mad into training at the gym. I got pretty good at it. So maybe that's something I would have done professionally, gone into personal training or something like that. I think you've got to be slightly obsessed with something if you want to be really good at it. But I'm not the brightest guy in the world. I was in learning sport at school for English and was put in a class of 10 instead of the usual 25 to 30. But I was in top set for maths. Numbers always made sense to me. There was always one answer. I thought I was just slow, but then I found out I was dyslexic around 10 years old. But it doesn't have to hold you back. I had a great time at school. I got on with lots of different groups and was in the rugby team. I was sometimes the class clown and didn't take myself too seriously, as you might maybe expect from my social media stuff. One subject I really didn't like was biology, which is funny because I've spent so much time studying the anatomy of animals on the farm, even down to things like blood circulation through their bodies. But I'm a practical learner, and working on the farm where I learned through example and trial and error, and there have been a fair few of the latter, taught me so much. I love biology now. One of my favourite farming expressions is make hay while the sun shines, so it seemed like the right title for this book. When things are going well and you have the opportunity to get something done, get it done. It's something my dad passed down to me. Up on the far coast in the northwest of Lancashire, it's cold and wet a lot of the time. But what keeps me going is that I know it'll get better, and when it does, it's amazing up here. I love the feeling of putting in the extra effort and time to help the cows that are struggling a bit. It's one of the most satisfying things, making the decision to, say, doing everything I could to save a Charolais bullock that had broken his leg back in February 2018. Rather than put him down, which I know would have been the normal response to a serious injury like that to a farm animal, I asked the vet to splint the leg and see how he went. We gave him some TLC in the sick pens next to the parlour so I could keep an eye on him, and 6 weeks later he was back with the other calves, bouncing around. Yeah, it was a bit of a gamble, but he recovered and lived a healthy, happy life here, spending the summer grazing outside with the sun on his back. That's what I love to see, that animal without a care in the world, and to know that he's here today because of the choice I made. So I'd do the same thing again. And I felt really supported by lots of you who sent in nice comments about that decision. I love a bit of constructive criticism because it means I can learn how to improve things. And that's why I always ask people to give their opinions and tell me how they do things on their farms. I feel like that we're all in this together, learning from each other what's good, what's bad, and how to help each other out. I'm lucky because I get very few nasty comments on the channel.